Pop star Michael Jackson pleaded not guilty today to child molestation charges at a courthouse in Santa Maria, California. Jackson then turned his exit from the court appearance into an impromptu performance of sorts. He climbed on top of his black SUV, waved to the crowd of hundreds of fans who'd gathered outside, and tried out a couple of dance steps. Among the onlookers was People magazine correspondent Lyndon Stambler, who joins us by phone from near Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in Los Olivos, California. Lyndon, can you describe what it was like outside the courthouse today?
I would say there were more like thousands of fans who came from all over the world to express their support for Michael Jackson. When Jackson left, he was hesitant to leave the courtroom, I think, because he realized there was such pandemonium outside. He was surrounded by Jermaine and Randy, his brothers, Tito, his parents, and several bodyguards. He went to his SUV, got on top. Somebody handed him his black umbrella. He did a few moves and acknowledged the crowd and danced. Somebody had a boombox. They were playing the song Invincible. And he was dancing on top of this SUV and really playing to the audience. And there were actually some people from his own camp videotaping it, and I'm not sure why. Perhaps there was some word that he may be doing a documentary of some sort.
You were also inside the courtroom when Michael Jackson entered his plea, and I take it he was a bit late, and the judge was not too happy about that.
Court started about 20 minutes late, and the judge says, "Mr. Jackson, you have started out on the wrong foot with me. The court was set to start at 8:30, and you were late. It's an insult to the court. Consider this a polite warning." I could tell that it sort of put the fear of God into some of his lawyers.
It didn't seem to have put the fear of God into Michael Jackson if he was worried about the impression on the judge to have this scene outside the courthouse after he left.
I don't think it did, and I think actually as he left the courtroom, he really responded to his fans and even invited them over to his Neverland Ranch.
There were a number of fans who were able to get into the courtroom itself through a lottery, is that right?
That's right. There were, I would say, it was a fairly big courtroom, and there were probably 30 or maybe even more fans sitting in the back. And when Katherine Jackson, Michael's mother, came in, there was a lot of applause from the fans. Some of them were wearing, actually, Michael Jackson, We Love You t-shirts and 100% Innocent t-shirt.
The judge today slapped a gag order on Michael Jackson's attorneys. Are they free to tell you anything? Have you had a chance to talk with them at all?
I don't think they can say very much. It was a sweeping gag order, and it applies not only to the attorneys but to all potential witnesses in the case and law enforcement people. So it's going to be difficult to get much more than a peep out of people. I mean, they're allowed to talk about things that are brought in open court, but other than that, they really can't comment.
And we should remember, I suppose, that if he is convicted, Michael Jackson faces a sentence of something like 20 years in prison?
He could. He's facing 7 counts of lewd and lascivious acts on a minor and 2 of giving an intoxicating agent. And that could, if he's convicted, he could see a lot of time in prison.
Lyndon Stambler, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lyndon Stambler with the Los Angeles Bureau of People magazine.